Yes. Ah, enter. Welcome, my child. You've made me wait again, I see. But that's to be expected. That's to be expected, I know. I'm just glad you're here. Oh, why? Well, the Archdiocese, they recently had a conference on at-risk youth. And, well, I've known you for many, many years, and, well, you're practically all grown up now. Gonna be going away soon. And I thought it would be a pity. It would be a pity if I didn't try to set your life on a proper course before you flew the nest. You see, your behavior all throughout school, every summer at camp, it has been a disappointment. It's been a disappointment to me. And I don't care how many Our Fathers you've recited. It's a disappointment to him as well. And I would just hate to see you go on with your life, become an adult with these bad habits. Like what, my child, really? Do we really need to say these filthy things out loud? The other students told me what you do in the bathroom. Yes, after that practice you had, they walked right in on you. You couldn't control yourself. Oh, just pathetic. You and your hands and that wet little mess between your thighs. Just disgusting to think about. How could you do something like that with the other students around? Oh, another example. Another example. Well, how about camp? Yes, I know you were looking into the boys' bunks, playing with yourself out there in the open. Absolutely disgusting. It's like you've wanted to be caught this entire time. It's like you've wanted these reports to just bubble up to me over and over again over the years. At school, at camp. Oh, and I know what you've done in the house of the Lord, which was really the final straw. Last summer, after Bible study, what we walked in on, that was downright blasphemous. What you were doing in that closet. I have never seen anything like that here. Not among my congregation. So I think I know exactly what is needed. You see, the thing with sin is you can be sorry all you want, but you need to repent. Every time you were caught, you prayed a rosary, and you never changed your behavior. And that's what's been so problematic to not only me, but to our Father as well. And I know just what we need. Just what we need. And it's unconventional. It's unconventional, but like I said, these are dire circumstances that you're in. Your eternal soul is at stake. So you're going to listen to me. And to make sure, I understand that you're awaiting a few of my recommendation letters for a few of those colleges you're still applying to. Well, if you'd like those to be favorable, you're going to listen. You're going to do what I say as if it were the word of God himself. Do you understand me? Very good, my child. Now those. When I talk about the exposure therapy, we're going to expose you. The Lord made you this way anyway. What are you so ashamed of? That's it, everything. The top two. I want everything off. No, that's very good. And you can put your clothes on that chair right there. Don't go throwing them on the floor. Not in my office. And now I have a little something here. You know, one of the things I love about the service, I love the smells. I love the incense. I love the oils. And I've got some oil right here. Oh, certainly very, very holy oil. I've blessed it myself several times. Now give me your hands. Very, very good. And it's going to be very, very messy. But it's you that have gotten yourself into this mess.